folks, it is a beautiful morning here in Napa Valley, and we have traveled into Napa Valley, and we'll be here for the next couple of weeks. And I'm sitting with Philip Titus. I have climbed the Pritchard's Hill here, and I've come up, and it's a beautiful morning up here, and you can see forever here from the hill. Philip, it's great to be with you, sir, and we're going to be talking about Cabernets. We have three of them on the table.
Yeah, it is morning, and technically, when we're blending, we always taste in the morning, so this is my time for tasting red wine. We'll start with the Pritchard Hill Cabernet. For Chapelet, we have our estate property with just about 110 acres of vines. Not that they're all producing all the time. That is the footprint of the vineyard. And that is our estate, and it is the original property that Charles Pritchard farmed in the 1870s. So this is what Charles Pritchard called Pritchard Hill, and we now own it and farm it. When we make the Pritchard Hill Cabernet, it is our estate Cabernet coming only from the property and the vines that we farm on Pritchard Hill. The bottling of Pritchard Hill Cabernet is the best of the best. After each vintage, we select not only the best lots, but the best barrels from each lot to make this wine. It's a lot of scrutiny that goes into it. So we are looking for just the absolute best lots of Cabernet, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, and Petit Verdot. So rarely do we put Merlot into it, but it does happen. And then once we establish which are the best lots, then we start blending with them and make sure, you know, that they can harmonize with each other. And after a lengthy process of trial and error and tasting, I just get a thrill out of doing this every day. We come up with this blend that represents not only the best, but how the best lots come together in a blend. So that is the Pritchard Hill Cabernet, and it's dark, it's concentrated. We're not trying to make a monster, because that's fairly easy to do on Pritchard Hill, because our wines tend to be large-scale wines, but what we're really trying to do is make this big wine that's very balanced and harmonious, and it is something that's very enticing, and it, you know, you can taste it and appreciate it when it's young, but it really is a wine that should be aged, but it should age gracefully.
Well, folks, I'm going to enjoy the glass of this, and we're going to move on to the Signature Cab. This has a very distinct point in the portfolio here.
The Signature Cabernet Sauvignon is really the largest production of vines from the vines on the hill. Pritchard Hill Cabernet is roughly the top 20% of what comes from our vineyards. And then the rest of the vineyards and neighbors' vineyards, who we buy from many of our neighbors' vineyards on the eastern side of Napa Valley. So it's very similar soil types and climate to our own vineyard. But all along these eastern hills, we buy selected vineyards. That, along with the fruit that comes from our vineyards, becomes the Signature Cabernet. And it is generally blended with Petit Verdot, Malbec, Cabernet Franc, and Merlot. So we're looking for a very complex wine. We're looking for a wine that is concentrated, dark, rich, still a drinkable wine. It's a wine that goes out to many restaurants, many people's individual cellars, retail shops around the country, and it's a wine that really represents the best of Napa Valley, and it's something that is its pleasure from beginning to end and from the time it's released, and if you're patient enough, it'll last 10 to 20 years.
And really, the next wine is a large part of the production here at Chapelet, and it's hard to pick between these wines because they all have their point with different food.
The Chapelet Mountain Cuvée, it's funny because it really started out way back in the mid-90s as a wine that there's always, when in winemaking, there's always something that's left over. It doesn't mean it's bad, it just didn't make one of the other blends. And, you know, sometimes it's the young vines that are just being planted on the property, producing their first crops, and they don't make it into the Signature Cabernet. And sometimes it can be the old vines that have maybe sort of outlive some of their usefulness in terms of as vines get older, sometimes they'll not be as consistent from year to year. And so we'll have a little bit of the old, a little bit of the young, a little bit of, you know, a little extra Merlot. So it started out as just a wine that was comprised of sort of these leftovers, and we'd put them together and we'd be constantly amazed amazed and blown away by how good it is. And then everybody would tell us like, oh, this is such an amazing wine. It would sell out long before the next vintage. So we thought, well, let's get serious about this and see if we can scale it. And so what we've done is like, there's still the old recipe of whatever might be not going into one of the other blends. But then we've gone ahead and purchased fruit from around Napa Valley, lots of Merlot, various Cabernet lots. We've expanded the program, but originally it was a Cabernet Sauvignon. Now it is a Bordeaux blend because it gave us more flexibility to make the wine very approachable when it's young. The Mountain Cuvée is a wine that gives you lushness, upfront fruit, real big mouthfeel, but soft texture, very drinkable. It goes out to many restaurants into their by the glass programs. It always tastes like a more expensive wine than it is. And we hope to not have that be a problem, that the wine's too good, but sometimes we wonder because people think that, why should I buy anything else? I'll just buy the Mountain Cuvée.
Could be a problem, but I don't think it is because they're distinctively different, each one of them. And a chef has a smile on his face because two dishes just came to table, Philip, and you and I look hungry, and I know we're going to have a good time with these wines, and we may have to stay here a while.
Yeah, well, we've got all day.